6:45, 1320 WILS. So if you watch the show Biggest Loser, it's, you know, the show where these enormously obese people go in, they get trained, and they lose just shocking amounts of weight. Well, what the host, this guy named Bob Harper, was in great shape, walked into a gym in New York City and had a heart attack, almost died. How does that happen? Dr. John Duncan with us, an expert in heart health. He's the CEO of ViaScan, which specializes in the early detection of heart problems. And he himself, as I remember, has not a single bit of plaque in his own heart. Is that right, Dr. Duncan?
That's correct.
You've got to be in a small minority here in the U.S. at your age. Is that fair to say?
Well, maybe for my age. I'm 62, so it's not real common to have a zero heart plaque score. But, you know, I've tried to take care of myself since I was about 8, 9 years old. I've been a regular exerciser. There's been some periods off and on. I'm at a very good body weight. My body fat has never been above about 15-16%, and I'm vegetarian. Control my cholesterol. Those numbers are good. My blood pressure, my blood sugar. So, you know, if most people would follow that kind of program, they'd probably be in pretty good heart health like me.
That sounds like a lot of work, though.
Well, it can be, but the reward is pretty good.
Yeah. Now, this guy, Bob Harper, he was certainly in good shape. I assume he watched what he ate on some level. This is his livelihood. How does it make sense that he walks in, works out, and has a heart attack, in your view?
Oh, it makes perfect sense. What I tell all people is that you don't know what you don't know. People have severe blockages. Many times they have no symptoms. You know, we're kind of told, you know, over and over, wait till you have symptoms. But a third of the population that have a severe blockage, their first symptom is sudden death. So I'm not sure you want to wait for that symptom. The only way to be proactive is to get a heart scan. We know that plaque causes a heart attack, just like cancer, left untreated, will grow and spread through your body and kill you. So, you know, you got to go look for this stuff and find it and then treat it.
It seems like every other part of our body gives us signals when something's wrong, whether it's your knee or your back or whatever it is. How is it that the heart gives you no idea there's a problem?
Well, and that's the problem. Why heart disease, if you go back and look at the history of heart attacks and heart disease, it's been the number one killer of men and women in America since about 1900, save 1 year, 1918, I believe influenza was at the top of the list.
Right, but tell me this, though, because we hear if you're overweight, you're more likely to have these issues. How is it that someone that's fit and exercising, how is it they would have an issue with their heart?
Well, when you're fit and exercise, I used to take care of people that had world records, and they were professional athletes, and sometimes you scan them, and we see heart plaque. So there's something called genetics, and, you know, this person that you're talking about, sure, you say he's healthy now, but at one point, he was not healthy. He was obese and morbidly obese, and that period of time, can cause his heart plaque to
just be there.
Now,
Dr. John Duncan with us. Find him at 123bodyscan.com, 123bodyscan.com. He's the CEO of ViaScan. Was there a time where you had plaque in your heart?
No, never. I've scanned myself on a very regular basis, and never have I had
never
plaque.
Did. Okay, so if someone
never.
Does have some plaque in their heart, is there a way to, I mean, have you seen the plaque dissipate and go away?
Oh, sure. Now, it may not go away completely, and just so the listeners know, this is a question that I get frequently is, if I've got some, how do I make it go away? What that translates to, people think that they have to be perfect. You don't have to have perfect score like mine. You can have a score 10, 20, 30, 50, 100, and live to be 80, 90 years old. The trick is, just like in cancer, if you had cancer and it stayed small, then nobody would ever die. But the problem is, unless you treat it, it's going to grow, and that's what kills you. And,
heart disease is
the same way.
100 is not a bad score, is that what you said?
Well, it depends on your age and, you know, other factors, but it doesn't. You don't have to be paranoid and scared to death just because you have a heart scan that shows you got some plaque. You can turn this into a chronic, lifelong disease rather than an early termination to your life.
Okay. So how do you, what is it a person does? If they're already exercising, what do they do to stop the plaque from building up?
Well, plaque is a multifaceted disease, so it starts with good lifestyle, as we've already talked. Exercise is one of the most powerful medicines. It can lower your risk of death 60%, not just of a heart attack, but from any cause of death. That's been published in the Journal of American Medical Association when I was over at the Cooper Clinic. I was part of that research team that published that, and now it's worldwide guidelines. Mm-hmm. You got to have a healthy diet. Food's medicine as well. If you eat, beef and you eat that 7 days a week and, a bunch of snacks and high salty foods and high fat cholesterol foods, it's going to take its toll and probably develop some plaque over time. So healthy diet, healthy weight, exercise.
You're saying, though, if you do these things, does the plaque dissipate at all, or does it just kind of stay where it is?
Yeah, research has shown that if you have a healthy lifestyle and you check your cholesterol and your blood pressure and your blood sugar, if those are out of bounds, you work with your doctor. If medications are required, take the medications. But you got to be compliant. So many people are not compliant, not only with lifestyle, they don't take their medicines either. So that's a bad combination. Yeah. And so if you do these things, you can shrink, stop, or slow this plaque and turn it into a long-term chronic disease.
Okay. Because you're 62, you're a vegetarian, you work out, you have no plaque in your heart. Do you need to take any medications yourself to deal with that? Or?
I don't, because I have normal blood pressure, normal cholesterol, my blood sugar is normal. Uh-huh. All those factors are normal.
Now, how much of that is genetic for you, though?
Well, genetics are pretty bad in my family. My mom's got a stent. My brother died of a heart attack at 59, so, pretty strong genetics. But what we're learning is that even though you may have a genetic predisposition, if you have a healthy lifestyle, you may be able to keep those genes from being turned on or expressed.
Incredible. And the key is being a vegetarian, huh? So you believe eating any meat can cause heart trouble, is that it?
Well, I'm not, Zell. That's a choice that I choose. I think that that's for everybody, or that it's required to have good heart health. There are people out there that consume other things, and they're as heart healthy as I am. So that's just a lifestyle nutritional choice I choose.
Okay, fair enough. Well, one last thing. You sit at 62, because you go into a gym, some people can overdo it. Do you work out do you avoid being too crazy with your workouts?
Yeah, I try to be realistic. I normally do 3 miles. Yesterday I did about 4.25 miles on the treadmill, but I'll do 3 to 4 miles 4 to 5 days a week. I don't try to tax myself. I'll run, anywhere from an 8:30 to a 9-minute mile, which is not going to set a world record, but it's not bad for 62.
Okay, but you make sure you're not maxing yourself out. Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's the key. I think some studies show that if you get too intense on this exercise, that might not be so healthy for you either.
Yeah. Dr. John Duncan, find him at 123bodyscan.com, CEO of Viascan, where they scan people's bodies and hearts to find these things that you need to look out for. Dr. John Duncan, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on. Yep.